Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex has taken the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663. That's 858-876-5663. In today's show, we talk about what happens when you are offended and how to work through the offense with your spouse.
And I want to start today's show with a quote from Vivian Benson. She says, "If you take everything personally, you will remain offended for the rest of your life. What other people do is because of them, not you." We're going to be digging into that on today's show. But we start each and every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And the hug's an opportunity for you to hear from others in the one family who have seen their marriage transformed, who have experienced breakthrough. And this week's hug is sponsored by Canvas People. And you can check them out at canvaspeople.com. We love Canvas People. They're an easy-to-use photo-to-canvas service that takes your favorite photo memories and turns them into beautiful artwork instead of just keeping those pictures on your phone. Right. And we actually had the opportunity. We were at a wedding this weekend for a couple in the one family, and they had their Canvas People print as part of their wedding celebration display. And some of you, you guys, you know, we talked about Canvas People a few weeks ago, probably about a month or so ago now. And you might have those pictures that you've taken from Mother's Day or from some other, you know, recent experiences. And why not do something with those pictures, right? Get them off your camera and into the artwork that's hanging on your wall, because you can buy Canvas People with confidence. They've served over a million customers. I was gonna say a million confidences, a million customers, and they're made right here in the United States. Now, here's what's so special, and this is why we love having these guys as sponsors to the One Extraordinary Marriage show, because normally their 11 by 14 canvases are priced at $69.99. But for the One Extraordinary Marriage family, for all of you, you can get one free 11 by 14 canvas. You're just going to pay the shipping and handling. So don't miss out. Get yours today at canvaspeople.com, promo code marriage. Now, this week's hug comes from a 5-star Facebook review. And this is what the reviewer said. It said, "Life changing, desperately needed in today's culture when all seems to attack marriage. The podcasts have dramatically improved our marriage, and I absolutely love that they hit hard topics that are usually not talked about. Each podcast seems to come just at the right time and are always directly on point. I recommend them to every marriage and every couple. This is a must have."
Well, thank you very much. We agree. It's funny, we approve this message.
We were actually, it's funny that should end that way, because we were at a party on Friday night this past weekend, and somebody was saying, you know, "I've been listening to your shows," and it was very similar to that Facebook review, that Tony and I are going to talk about those topics that other people aren't going to talk about, including what we're talking about today.
Right.
How many people talk about actually being offended? Those comments when, you know, you might be saying, you know, to your friends or to somebody else, you know, "How could he? What was she thinking? What did he do? Why didn't she?" You know, we live in a world that delivers offense on a daily basis. But when it comes to the offense from our spouses, it's so much more painful. And the reason for this is because of the intimate nature of our relationship. You know, the person that's supposed to know and care for you more than any other also has the power to hurt you more than any other. And it's in that hurt, when you are offended, that you can tend toward bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness. And I'm even going to throw a word out here. When Tony and I were talking about this show, he's like, "You know, there's one word you didn't put on that list, Elisa." And I'm thinking, you know, I've touched on the big ones, right? Bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness. And he's like, "You know, you didn't put hatred on that list." Right? Because we as married couples and in the relationship world, we don't like to use that word hatred, right? We teach our kids from an early age, you know, don't use that, you know, hate. That's like a really, really strong word. And yet, it's a word when we've been offended that is sometimes allowed to take root in our lives. Mm-hmm. And we need to talk about offense and how that can really come in and try and destroy our marriages, and what you and I need to do to keep offense from taking root in our marriage. And as we jump into today's show, I want us to all start from a common ground. I think sometimes, and those of you that are my coaching clients know that you've heard me say this once or twice, where, you know, somebody will throw out a word and I'm like, okay, what does that mean to you? Because it's kind of vague.
Right. What's our starting point? Where are we landing?
Right. What's our common definition? Because, you know, a word like offense can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And so we, you know, Tony and I, when we start a show like this, we go straight to, you know, we go straight to Google and we're like, give us the definition for offended. And it's resentful or annoyed, typically as a result of a perceived insult. So we start from that place of thinking, you know, if you can't use the word offended, talk about being resentful or annoyed in your marriage.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you been annoyed?
Okay, I just have to share. So we were talking about this show yesterday in the car with our elementary schooler. And she, you know, pointedly asks the question, Mom, when was the last time Dad offended you? And I pause because I'm thinking, and she's like, no, seriously, tell me, when was the last time Dad offended you? Like, why are you waiting? Do you not want to hurt Dad's feelings? And in that moment, I realized that Tony and I have spent a lot of time working through and getting to this place where we're pushing past offense. Because I honestly couldn't remember the last time, yes, resentful or no. Like, we have those moments where you just feel kind of out of sorts, but to actually allow it to take root and become offense hasn't happened. But I will tell you that recently. Mm-hmm. But in the early years of our marriage, I spent a lot of time in this place of being resentful or annoyed towards Tony because of the perceived insult.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa. And when this definition hit me as well, there are times, even to this day, where I am annoyed, especially when we're still working through our own intimacy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. When there is an obvious pursuit and it's not reciprocated, right? There's an obvious pursuit of initiating and it's like, oh, well, I got this and I got this and I got this and I'm tired and rah, rah, rah. And yes, I get annoyed, and that's truth. And so even in our own lives to this day, this is something that does happen. But like Elisa said, it is something that we have definitely decreased a ton, because I would say being offended was probably, as I look back now, was probably one of the biggest things that was destroying the foundation of our marriage, was this constant place of being offended, resentful, annoyed. Here's the big thing though, too, and we're going to get into this. It's a perceived insult. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this before. You know, your spouse doesn't have ESP. You can't read their mind. They can't read your mind. And we're going to go into that, because it's the perception of the insult that leads to being offended.
And it's interesting because, you know, through all the coaching that I do with couples around the world, I'm constantly dealing with couples who are offended, husbands mm-hmm. and wives who are offended. And let me tell you guys, it goes both ways.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like, offense is not something that either wives have the market on or husbands have the market on. And it's interesting how being offended is often the result of your perception of what's going on in the relationship. Right. That when things aren't right between Tony and I'm much more likely to be offended at actions that, if things were going well, wouldn't even faze me. Right.
Not at all.
And I saw this play out with one of my clients the other day. So I get this message talking about, you know, the fact that the husband's consuming all this information. He likes to learn all this kind of stuff. And right now it's irritating because they're not doing well. Right. But I was looking at a Facebook post from a while back, and it was like, oh my gosh, I love that my husband loves to consume information. I think this is so wonderful that he's in this constant place of learning and all this kind of stuff. And I'm thinking, okay, when that post first went up, things were going well. So mm-hmm. the pursuit of knowledge is a good thing. Now that things aren't going so well, the pursuit of knowledge is an irritant. And there's an offense to that, right? And so it's one of those things where we have to understand that a lot of times our sense of being offended comes from how we perceive what's going on in the relationship. Are we feeling insecure? Right? Are we feeling like there's a lack of control? Like things are spinning out of control. So every little thing that he or she does is offensive to me. Right? Is there some pride that's been wounded? Right? Your ego's been bruised. And so everything that your spouse does is like, you know, one more arrow being shot at you. Are you swirling in negativity? Right? Maybe it's not even negativity about the marriage. Maybe there are things, you know, hurts that are going on at work. And that's coming into the relationship because you're hurting from something else, but everything that your spouse does is also impacting you. Or, and we had this the other day, the sense of entitlement, right? Like, I think things should go this way and life's not being fair.
And this also happens with just normal day-to-day stuff, right? I mean, household chores. I mean, there's someone here, not myself, who gets annoyed when the counter is all dirty and yet it's not being cleaned up. And, you know, there is this, and I bring that up and many may be going, well, that's little, that's nothing big. Right. But the perceived insult is that you were supposed to do that and you didn't. So now your spouse is annoyed. And now there is an offense that is being held onto. Mm-hmm. There is bitterness. And you go, oh, well, that's just one time. No, it's not. Ask them how many times it's happened and how long they've been holding on to it.
It's funny that you should bring that up. And I know partly it's coming because I was flipping through photos on my phone trying to clear up and make more space. And I came up on the sign that I posted probably 2 years ago in our kitchen that said, if you've used a dish, a bowl, a plate, a fork, anything, and you decide that you want to put it on the counter, just wash it.
Put it in the dishwasher.
Or put it in the dishwasher. Yeah, I forget exactly how it was worded, but we were joking about it this weekend. Because here's the thing, those little offenses, those little things that you're like, no big deal. They start stacking up like, you know, a giant Lego tower, right? Or a Jenga tower, whatever tower.
I would say more like Jenga because the blocks start coming out, it can topple over.
That's even better, right? Because they're not building a solid foundation.
Or if you want to try something fun in your bedroom, try the sex stack, which is completely different.
Completely different, but you know, something fun that whenever we hear the word Jenga, Tony immediately goes to sex stack. But the reason we're bringing this up, guys, is because offenses start unraveling the foundation of your marriage if they're not dealt with. Mm-hmm. That resentment, that annoyance, they start building on top of each other. Because when we don't deal with being offended, when you and I are like, well, you know what? I'm just going to hold on to that, right? I'm going to check that in my back pocket and I'm just going to bring it out kind of when I'm feeling irritated, right? And I'll tell you how that shows up in a marriage, right? That shows up with the you always or you never. You want to know if you're offended? Find out if you're using those words. If you keep bringing the past into the present, you're offended by something that your spouse has done.
And if you keep bringing the past into the present, you're destroying your marriage. You just throw a grenade on your marriage every single time you do it because your spouse has already gone away from it, possibly has totally forgotten about it. And now, because of your offense and for you not being willing to deal with that in your own life and let it go and release it, every time you bring it back up, you are just throwing a grenade right into the middle of your marriage. And hey, World War III starts blowing up now.
And you know, so many people wonder why their marriages aren't getting healthy, right? They wonder why they're still dealing with, why does it seem like we're having the same arguments over and over again? Why can't we break free of this cycle? Well, a lot of the reason that you can't break free of the cycle is because there's unresolved offense. Pull it out into those two words of the definition, unresolved resentment, unresolved annoyance, right? And so when you're dealing with any of those emotions and they haven't actually been pulled apart and resolved, you're going to spin in the same cycles, folks.
Right.
Because when you feel offended, there's no healing there. There's no growth. I mean, and it shows up in all these different ways. Like, you know, Tony, what was that Facebook example that you were like completely unrelated to relationships, but what we don't understand, it was the Facebook thing about podcasts and.
Oh, gosh, let me think like here.
There was an audio or something.
Right. So, okay, here. Yeah, great. So what it was, I'm in a podcast group and I'm just scrolling through and some guy goes, well, Facebook has, you can post and they have video and they have this. well, they don't have Facebook audio, and I'm so offended that they don't allow da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm thinking, wow, dude, it's Facebook. It's their own platform. They say they're eventually going to bring it, which is cool. But to be offended was because there was no control, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't have any control over the situation. And you may be going, oh, well, that's nothing major. Well, yeah, because this guy is getting all consumed about something that he has no control over, which could possibly, you know, go into his relationship. You know, you don't know where it ends, right? In something where he doesn't have any control. Would I like to have a Facebook audio? Sure, because I would love for all of you to be able to get it right there. I'm not offended by it. Eventually it'll come.
And the reason I wanted Tony to bring up that example is because I want you to see how one person's offense for a set of circumstances is not necessarily another person's offense, right? We all have our own perceptions based on where we're coming from, right? That's where I love that quote from Vivian Benson that talks about, you know, the fact that what other people do is because of them, not because of you. And so we need to look at that when we're dealing with being offended in your marriage, because we're so quick to be offended. We are. I mean, we live in a society, like I said at the beginning of the show, that like prides itself on being offensive. And yet, you know, as we're going through this, we need to take a look at why we're allowing ourselves to be offended, right? What's going on inside of us that says, I'm gonna swallow the bitter pill and I'm gonna let it to like sit in my stomach and take root?
And again, we're really honing in on the marital relationship, right? Why are we allowing ourselves to be so bitter? Why are we allowing ourselves to be so resentful? We live in a world where opportunity is abound. We live in an era where we can be connected with people like never before. Mm-hmm. We live in an era where we can sit inside on a hot summer day and have the air conditioning on. Like, we can go into our car and drive down the street and get a drink made for us. I mean, sometimes I think we go towards the negative so quickly, and yet we forget all the blessings we do have.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that not for you guys, but for myself as well. You know, I sometimes forget that. But we allow this bitterness and this resentment just build up and build up, and we think it's okay, and it's not. It's only hurting us. It's only taking us down a path that we never thought we would be on when we said I do on that day when we got married.
Absolutely. Because here's the thing, when you're offended, that's about you, right? It does nothing except drive a wall between you and the person that you love.
Right.
Because you're the one putting up the walls when you're offended. You're the one saying, you know what, I'm going to keep you at arm's distance because I feel yuck. Right. And the person that has offended you, they may not even be aware of it.
Perceived insult.
Right. They may be aware of it, but for them, maybe the situation is over. Right. Maybe.
And has been over.
Maybe
for
your
months, for years.
Maybe your spouse said something in jest that you didn't find funny. Right. And you're like, wow, that still has wounded me. And they're like, that was like 3 weeks ago or 3 years ago. Why are you still holding? Because you haven't dealt with it. Right? Being offended causes you to feel disconnected. It causes the walls to grow up and to grow. It makes you feel disconnected and lonely. And we don't want you staying in this place of feeling offended. We don't want that pain sitting inside of you. I can't tell you, like, if you guys could connect with my coaching clients, they would tell you we do a lot of work on resentment and annoyance and figuring out what the root cause of that is, because we want you to have that shift in your marriage. And we want to share those ways to go from that negative to the positive. And I just want to remind you, one way to go from the negative to the positive is to actually have a visual representation of what's good in your marriage, right? Of those things that you love, to focus on the things that are going right between the two of you. And one of the ways to do that is to take advantage of that Canvas People offer, right? Your free 11x14, where you just pay shipping and handling. And you can pick that up at canvaspeople.com, promo code marriage. Do it, right? I can't even begin to describe how many of you took advantage of this offer the last time we mentioned it and were sharing with us all of the different pictures. Why? Because when you start looking for the positive, you start seeing more of it. Sometimes, you know, sometimes we have to break out of our own personal cycles to create a new cycle in our marriage. And when you've been offended, the first thing that you have to do is you actually have to acknowledge it, right? If you know that bitterness, or you're constantly annoyed, I mean, this is another way, like if everything that your spouse does annoys you, you're probably offended about something, right? Because there was a season when everything they did lit you up like the 4th of July.
In a good way.
In a good way, right? It made you happy. It caused all those feelings in your, you know, the butterflies and the, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see what he or she does next, right? Because you were coming at it from this place of positivity. If it's all negative, what were the circumstances that got you into this place of being offended? What has caused you to feel resentful or annoyed with your spouse, right? Then you take that one step further and you're like, what's going on in my own head? Right? What's going on with me? What's been going on in the marriage? What do I see as going on in the marriage? Right? Because you got to remember, there is a he said and a she said to everything that's going on with the two of you. Right? Case in point, Tony and I'm getting ready to meet with a client this morning. And I say to Tony, you know, here's the things that you needed for that project. And he's like, we met last week and we agreed that this was going to be your project. And in all honesty, in that moment, I had a choice, right? Like, what's going on? Well, I'm running to an appointment. I've got stuff going on. I'm like, oh, and so I could have been like, well, that's really lousy of him. Why didn't he just take that off my plate? You know, like I could have totally gone down that rabbit trail. Or I could have been like, oh, crap, that's right. We did have that conversation. That's on me, right? And in that place, right, I had to identify what was going on with me and where I am in the marriage to make a decision. Am I going to be offended, or is this my responsibility?
And on my side, was there some annoyance there? Definitely. Was it enough for me to harbor and continue to bring up? That's the other place too, where you got to look at, you know, something of that. Sure, it's an annoyance, but let us realize that those types of things, if we're holding on to those, we're seriously going to see everything bad about our spouse. And we are constantly going to point the finger at their flaws, at the things they haven't done, at the way they haven't lived up to the way you perceive that they should be living in the marriage. But it really starts sometimes with the littlest of things. And yet, are you willing to take something like that this morning? I mean, I could have been holding on to it right now. And yet, it's like, hey, we discussed it, take ownership of it, which she did, and it's done. So I move on.
So you move on. Because if you don't, guys, then you need to acknowledge, or you need to identify if resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness, or even hatred is creeping into your marriage, right? If your heart is starting to go cold or hard to your spouse, you need to be honest with yourself, right? Can we start taking off the masks first with ourselves, right? And take ownership for what's going on inside of us and say, you know what? This is happening. Like, I'm allowing this, right? Because so often, and I'll tell you this, guys, so often I hear, well, I've forgiven my spouse for whatever the offense is.
I mean, forgiving yourself.
Well, but I want to go to, that's important too. Absolutely. Right. But when we're offended, we're tending not to be with us. We're looking at the other person.
True.
You know, and so I'll hear, I've forgiven my spouse. And then it comes up again and again. And see, here's the thing. We all want forgiveness to be this like one and done type of deal. We don't want to. Forgiveness is really, I read this in an article last week that said forgiveness is messy. And it is, because forgiveness is not a one and done. Right. And when we're dealing with offense, we have to keep forgiving. Right. Because when it keeps coming up and up over and over again, folks, you're still offended. You haven't dealt with it. And like, I've worked with couples where I'm like, you need to forgive every time that thought pops into your head. You need to forgive. And some of you need to actually say the words out loud. I forgive my spouse for XYZ.
And it's probably better if you do say that. Like, get it out into the open. It's what we've said before, where words have power. And a lot of times we'll just say it under our breath. And when I say it under, when I say that, I mean, it's like, it's just bubbling around in our mind. And yet maybe it needs to be like, I forgive my husband or I forgive my wife for the actions they did on this particular date that have offended me. Right? It's that.
Be specific with yourself.
It's that verbal, like, hey, and say it out loud again. We've talked about, again, the power of those words and how even saying to Elisa, that's my beautiful wife, Elisa, that has a twofold effect, right? It's letting her know that I think she's beautiful, and two, I hear it. So when we speak those words, we're speaking them back and we hear them and we say, oh, I do forgive my spouse. Mm-hmm. I do forgive my spouse for that incident.
And when you're offended, when you're coming from that place of, gosh, you know, like, this annoys me, this is I'm feeling resentment to it, you need to focus on what you can do. Right. It was interesting because I was with a client probably a week or so ago. We were doing a session and we were talking about where she was a year ago. And we were talking about this season that she was in and that she was keeping a journal at the time. I'm like, okay, great. Tell me what was in your journal. And she's like, I found that I was doing a lot of gratitude work. And I said, well, you know, again, I'm like, what does that mean? And she said, every day I was writing things, specifically things in my marriage that I was thankful for.
Yeah.
And I said, so how did that impact your marriage? She goes, well, I found that I was a lot happier in my marriage. And I said, so what do you think that means? Right? She's like, I probably need to start doing that again. I'm like, bingo. Because here's the thing. When we start, whatever we start looking for, we're going to find. Right? If we want to find all the ways that our spouse annoys us, we will. If we focus on all the ways that we can be resentful in our marriage, we're human.
Find it.
You will find it all day long. The sock that didn't make it into the laundry basket, the dishes on the counter, the garbage can that you've got to take out, the ice cream that was left at the grocery store because, you know, somebody left it off the grocery list, the, you know, time that the intimacy lifestyle got bumped back. You name it. There are 1,001 things that you could be resentful for. The flip side of that is that there are 1,001 things that if you looked for it, you could be grateful for,
mm-hmm.
right? When you hop into your car and you got a full tank of gas because he didn't want you to have to worry about it in the morning when you're taking the kids to school, the flower that comes home, you know, the single flower that comes home, the laundry that's all put away so you don't have to do it, the bills that were paid, the whatever it is, the trip that was planned, I don't know what it is for you. But you got to go looking for it. You've got to make the decision. And here's ultimately what offense comes down to, is that you have to make a choice on how you're going to live your life.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to live in a place, just like that quote from Vivian Benson said, that if you choose to take everything personally, you're going to be offended for the rest of your life? What if some of the things that are happening in your marriage aren't even directed towards you? But because you're choosing to be offended, because things have happened, that you think everything that your spouse does is directed towards you.
Mm-hmm.
What if they're in a season where they're actually struggling, right? What if they need you to show up with love instead of everything that they do is met with negativity, right? Being offended, folks, it's a choice. And just like yesterday when my daughter asked that question, Mom, when was the last time Dad offended you? And I'm like, I you guys can't see right now. I'm making a puzzled look on my face. Because I've made a choice not to be offended on all the little things. Does that mean I don't get offended? No, that's not what that means. I do still get offended. I've also made a choice. Tony and I have made a choice in our marriage that when we do feel offense, that we take it to the other one. Maybe not right in the moment because we got to process through some of that emotion. But to be able to say, hey, when this happened, that didn't feel so good.
That didn't work out.
But to be able to create that environment in your marriage where you understand where you're coming from, mm-hmm. and then calmly you're able to present that to your spouse because you don't want that seed to take root in your marriage. Folks, the seed of offense will destroy your marriage. You don't have time for that. Life is too short. We have to live in a place where we are dealing with offense and not allowing it to take root in our marriages.
Yeah. This is a heavy topic, you guys. This isn't something that we take lightly or in our marriage. And we hopefully that we have shined a light on this area for you. So you realize that maybe your foundation is a little shaky because of this. And if that's you right now, I want you guys to go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/coaching. Sign up. Get a session in with Elisa. Start working on this. Don't wait any longer. Don't wait. We hear it from too many folks who go, I thought, and guess what? The next day there's a divorce paper on the table. So don't wait. Don't let a fence put up a wall between you two and break your foundation. We love you guys. We hope that this show was enlightening to you, to allow you to see something that maybe you haven't seen in your marriage, but now there's a light shown on it. Now it's up to you to take the action so that it doesn't continue on in your marriage. We love you guys. Have a fantastic week, and we'll catch you next week. Love you guys.